Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right, Michelle, just tell me you never used toothpaste as a good spot treatment for a pimple. Come on, talk to me. Did
No, I have.
You have
that,
not.
I mean, that was a myth, and I think I've used the one that has, you know, the whitener in it.
Oh, no, come on,
seriously.
Just to make
sure it takes the red out.
He did not.
Well, you know, Visine, there are too, by the way.
Visine, oh my gosh, I just... You know, there are so many skincare myths kicking around. We're going to deal with at least five of them with one of the best skincare masters, and that is Crystal Wellman, who is a master esthetician, and she's going to help us understand some of these myths and how to tear them apart and make some sense of them. Crystal, welcome to Her Radio, and let's start right on in with oily skin does not need a moisturizer. Is that a myth or not?
Oh, it's an absolute myth. And, you know, I grew up with acne, and every magazine and every person I talk to says, don't use a moisturizer with acne. It's going to make it worse. And it's really the opposite. You know, the key is using the right moisturizer. But if you're not moisturizing your skin is going to lack that oily moisture that it needs, so then your oil glands are going to produce more oil, which is going to make your acne worse. So absolutely, use a moisturizer, but it really needs to be an acne-safe moisturizer.
Well, like, what's an acne-safe moisturizer? Give me an example.
Well, there are, what you want to look for is a non-comedogenic moisturizer, and really that goes with every product. If you're acne-prone, there are ingredients that are, you know, commonly found in some acne products, but unfortunately they do clog your pores. So if they're going to clog your pore, you're never going to get clear. So, you know, when I say
what's a brand name? Give us a brand name.
Of an acne safe?
Yes.
For moisturizer.
Well, you know, I actually have my own skincare line here, and one thing I recommend for my clients is a balancing skin moisturizer. It's acne safe. It's actually great for aging skin as well. But it does give that skin a really nice moisture, hydration, and makes it nice and soft.
Great.
All right. So the oily skin does not need a moisturizer is a myth.
That's
all right,
a myth.
Michelle.
Correct.
Okay, so Crystal, does toothpaste work as a good spot treatment for a pimple and or Visine? Because I've heard Visine is good too.
Well, I've never tried the Visine, but I can tell you I tried the toothpaste over and over growing up, and I still had acne.
Yeah, me too.
The problem there, and I can see how it might dry it up on the surface.
Right.
The problem is, in toothpaste, there is a lot of pore-clogging ingredients for the skin, because it's not made for the skin. One of the main pore-clogging ingredients is going to be the sulfates, and that's what gives it that really nice foaming action that we love so much. So, you know, you may temporarily get that dryness on the surface, but you're really causing more problems for yourself down the road. So don't do that.
Wow.
No
okay,
toothpaste.
Well, all right. So bag the toothpaste. You know, I'm really interested in this one. Scrubs and motorized facial brushes. I think we're talking,
right.
You know, they're all over the place. Will clear my acne. All right. Is that a myth or is that true?
It is a myth. Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Yes. And, you know, I think it becomes, you know, a lot of people think acne is on the surface. My skin is dirty. I'm going to wash my face all day long. I'm going to clear my acne. The problem is actually in the pore. And the more, if you do have acne, the more inflamed your acne is, the more aggressive you are on the surface of your skin, you're actually going to make your acne worse. So don't do that. Be very gentle on the skin because the problem is in the pore. It's not on the surface.
And isn't it true, Crystal, that you want to use cool water on your face and not hot water?
Yes, that is right. And I like just a nice lukewarm temperature, something,
right.
You know, neutral in the middle. You don't want it to be too cold. You definitely don't want it to be too warm. And you really just, you want to use a nice cleanser that's appropriate for your skin type and not so much of a scrubbing action. Now, some skin types or conditions, rather, can have a scrub, but again, you really need to have a professional tell you if your skin is appropriate for a scrub or not.
Right. Now let's talk about myths regarding sunscreen. Is it true that it makes you break out?
Many do. And the reason for that is pore clogging ingredients. You know, we talked about that a lot. There's unfortunately a long list of pore clogging ingredients. A lot of sunscreens have them. And also another point is chemical sunscreens. Chemical sunscreens will absorb that heat into the skin. Then that really causes inflammation in the skin. So we want to look for a non-comedogenic SPF that is also a physical block, such as a titanium dioxide or zinc-based sunscreen.
And you have one you recommend,
right? What do you mean
right?
by a chemical SPF, you know, type of lotion? Yeah. Give me a brand name so the women out there can understand.
Well, so I can tell you it's the oxybenzone, and that is a main ingredient in some chemical sunscreens. I am actually better. I focus more on the good rather than the bad, so I can definitely tell you some good sunscreens to use instead.
Okay, tell us. Tell us some good sunscreens.
So, a good sunscreen for exercising is Solar RX, but I do have another one that's good for daytime, and that brand is called Tizo, and it is also acne safe.
How do you spell that?
T-I-Z-O, and that's going to be more appropriate for everyday use.
So you can tell that we're interested in this.
No, I mean, we're just sitting here furiously taking notes.
But I tell everyone to always double check those ingredients every time you buy. You know, these companies will change ingredients and not tell us. So we want to be really diligent. Make sure we take our pore clogging ingredient list with us and look at those ingredients every time.
Well, okay, now there's another one, too, and that is, you know, women think that they have to wash their faces day in and day out until they're, and I quote, squeaky clean. And I have heard that's the worst thing you could possibly do because you're stripping your skin of all of its wonderful moisture. Now, tell me, is that true?
Yeah, you really don't want to wash more than twice a day unless, of course, you're going to exercise. Then, obviously, you want to cleanse after that. But you're right. I mean, the more that you wash your skin, the more you're stripping those oils away from your skin. So your oil glands have to do, you know, double duty and produce more oil. If you're acne prone or you have acne, that's not good. So we don't want to do that.
So let's talk about chocolate. Is it mixed chocolate and soda? That's the reason I'm asking.
So I do my little two squares of dark chocolate, you know, with a cacao of like 80% a day. Now, is that going to be good for my skin?
You know, the higher number is better for you. And, you know, sugars, you know, they do cause a problem. They cause inflammation. But I really focus more on the iodized in food, the iodine, because that's where I will see the biggest impact on my acne clients. So, you know, salty foods, iodide, you know, salt is a really good example. You know, if you're going to go and buy salt, buy the non-iodized or a sea salt rather than the iodized salt. I mean, we already get so much iodized in our diet, adding
but
more.
But you haven't answered my big critical question about chocolate. Let's just forget the iodine here. Let's get the chocolate right now.
Okay. Well, go ahead and have your chocolate. Again, it's one of those in moderation type thing. And same thing with the iodides. You want to avoid it, but it's in moderation. Don't completely stop. Yeah,
yay.
You can't do that. But
okay, well, Michelle, now I'm happy. And Krista Wellman, we thank you so much for joining Her Radio and clearing up our skin and the five top skin care myths. And the website is crystalclearacneclinic.com. Thank you so much for being on radio with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Ladies, no scrubbing that skin. You think you're doing the right thing and you're not. So don't forget to listen to the five myths. You're listening to Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.